Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio. You can also find Dee on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. To join Dee now, call 646-915-9919. And now, here's Dee.
Good morning, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, and oh my God, so sexy people. Hi, everybody that I love. Here we are on Thursday morning. It's a rainy day out here in Los Angeles. I just could have snuggled under those covers. But I said, no, I have to get up and be with my buddies. So here we are. I'm just seriously doing my very best to try and keep up with all of the information coming in. I mean, obviously, we are on a fast track until mid-December here. The good news is I got yesterday that a lot of the anxiety and the overload and the overwhelm, which was actually supposed to go on until around December 12th, is starting to taper off already. So let's just come together and claim, you know, peace and balance and harmony for this day and for every day here on out. Remember, guys, I keep saying this, but the more privates I do, the more I realize many of you are not getting it, or if you're getting it, you're not doing it. And as you know, to know and not to do is not yet to know. So before you get out of your bed, direct your day. Direct your day. In this day, I am claiming, it is my intention, I am committed to, okay? The other principle I want you to hear is that you must claim it, claim the idea, claim the reality in order to create the reality. So you must leave the physical, look away from the physical, look away from quote-unquote what it appears to be. Go into the channel, go into the spiritual, the energetic, whatever term you want to call it, and claim and create, this is who I am, and this is the day that I am creating. This is the subject that I am creating right now. It is done. It is created. And then you bring it back into the physical world and look away from what appears not to be in harmony with it. Focus only on what you want. So if there's any questions about that today, please bring them forward, because that's where the biggest fallout and misunderstanding is. Now, I'm going to go over a lot of subjects with you that have been coming in on just about the last 9 private sessions that I've done. This belief has come forward. I have to kill myself to take care of the people I love. Now, that can mean what's been going on in Israeli and Palestine, okay? I have to kill myself to take care of the people I love. I have to martyr myself in some way. That can mean I have to take care of all my grown children because they're down on their luck. And so I'll use all my savings that I'd put away for the rest of my life to do that. That can mean, you know, I have to take care of so many people that I'm under so much stress that I'm going to give up my health in order to do it. So around any and all machinations of that, and I'm asking all people, anytime you're hearing this program, to come forward and do this work with me, we're going to balance and bring into wholeness all energy around that so that all of our belief systems are not running us about that. So we do that by claiming the symbol. The symbol represents this unbelievable formula that has been channeled to us. We claim I am divine love because divine love brings everything into order and into balance and into wholeness. And I like to claim the new statement around it, and I want to state that for everybody. I am committed to one happy, healthy, prosperous whole, and that makes me happy. And it's easy and simple and quiet and complete now and forever. I think maybe we're going to replace that word with forever because they keep giving that to me. So just know, again, guys, put yourself first. You put yourself first. Please read the e-blast. It's going to tell you a lot about yourself and a lot about how to decipher the voice that is leading you to your empowerment, which is your voice, God's voice, the force, whatever you want to call it. It's just that it's so quiet that we forget we hear it, or we realize we hear it, or we don't hear it at all, and we go by it and create just the opposite. Now, a lot of information around that is coming in also. And as far as hearing our highest information, you see, again, we're taught to save. And saving comes out of fear. And if you're in fear, you don't hear your highest guidance. You can't, because you're in a vibration that's lower than your higher guidance can reach you consciously. Okay? A lot coming up about the endocrine system. You know, we've added all of these new sheets back into the sheets that you hear me work with all the time on the shows. If you've done Creation Station 1 and 2, which will be offered again this year, and Creation Station 1 is actually offered online also, then you have a right, or if you've done the Balance podcast, you have a right to getting these new sheets. All of you should have gotten the sheets. They were also shared with everyone on the Shift program, which I'll talk about in a minute. But the endocrine system is how we've been led to that, because we put it back on the sheets. But interestingly enough, it's not the physical endocrine system. It's a spiritual, energetic, cosmic, dimensional, emotional endocrine systems. And the highest thing which affects the physical endocrine system, the highest claim, the highest knowing you can know, is I know I am God. And I can't tell you, everything is coming back to that, everything. So if you have any resistance within you to knowing your God or being your God, just spend time there. Spend time in your meditation or free writing or whatever you do to go, why is it so hard for me to claim I'm God and to be in the experience of it? Okay, you know, we've been talking a lot about trauma patterns. Well, now this week we have genetic trauma patterns, and many of them are around power. Do we have to know all the machinations? No. I can tell you two of them right off the bat. When I'm powerful, I'm looked down on, and powerful people make me less powerful. That's just a couple of them, and those are genetic. So around all genetic trauma patterns in regards to power, we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. What we just did is we brought in all the energy around the topic we're talking about into wholeness, so that we can direct it as the new statement. I am one, committed to one, happy, prosperous, healthy, whole, etc. Just want you to have a clear understanding, especially because I know there's a lot of new people with us on Thursdays. The biggest information, and then we'll go right to the calls, that has come in is we were given a design, literally, during a private session. And again, my sincere thanks to all the people in the private sessions who are coming together and helping access this information. Literally given, you know, in the olden days, when they would pour wax over a document and seal it with their seal, with the seal that says, this is who I am, and I am bringing all I am to the sealing of this document. Okay. We were literally given an I am crest. How cool is that? That stands for I am, hold on, I'm trying to read my silly writing. I am an open heart of light that is unconditional love, acceptance, honor, and divinity as the I am presence that I am. And this statement, this claim, and this seal, this I am crest, seals in the new earth energy within an open, loving heart. It cannot be sealed within a broken heart, because obviously you can't experience your God, your power, everything that we're talking about from a broken heart, a heart that's closed, a heart that's in judgment, a heart that's in anger. Okay, so let's read that again, make that our commitment, claiming the new symbol around this, and really stamping it with the seal that I am. I am an open heart of light that is unconditional love, acceptance, honor, and divinity as the I am presence that I am. And so it is. Pretty dang awesome. Wow, I think I'm going to have to put that out on the last e-blast, which, again, by the way, I urge you to read my article on the e-blast. You're going to so get it. I think I've had more emails about this one than just about anything else I've put out. Okay, the new shift program, we're gearing up, guys. It will go out December 3rd at 12 o'clock. December 3rd at 12 noon Pacific time, so that will give everybody a fair chance at coming on, because the response has been overwhelming. And I can put every single amount of my energy behind the CRIS program that we just finished. It has been truly, truly amazing. I think Jared and I have shifted more than everybody. But you can read the testimonials. I mean, they just go on and on and on. And so many of those people are, I think, returning. But I'm sure there will be room for anybody and everybody who is so called to this. And I want to reiterate again, do not do this from the intention that I have to get fixed, I need the help, blah, blah, blah. Do it from I am the God of me. And I choose to come together with a community who knows the truth, speaks the truth, and supports me in living the highest truth that I know. That is an empowering choice to do anything. No matter what program you go into, book you pick up, or seminar you attend now, let that be your intention and guidance, and you see how much more you're going to get out of it. December 12th. From 7 to 9, it's the last webinar of this year. I can't believe I'm saying that. And we are just getting some specific information around a lot of diseases. It is not up for sign-up yet, but it will be within the next week. It will also be on the e-blast. That's always the easiest way to get to it. Right now, we have information on high blood pressure, cholesterol, any and all kind of focus problems like ADD, ADHD, anxiety and stress. I mean, there's a lot of stuff coming in, and the channel said to me that the highest thing around cancer will be delivered to us actually on the call, which means you guys are going to help bring it all in, as you do anyway. So is that everything? I can go to the calls now. Yes, we're going to the calls. Da-da-da-da-da! And we're going to start with Jenny in Switzerland. Hi, sweetheart. You're on the air. Hello, Jenny?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me? I'm hoarse.
I can hear you barely. What happened to your voice?
Well, I sort of played with a cold, but I thought I had to really worked against it. And then last night I was talking to a friend, and it just went like that. So I think it's around losing my voice, not having a voice.
Well, yeah, we're going to that because three other people in the last 5 days have called me and said I don't have a voice.
I know that's so why I called.
There's something up around this, Jenny, so hang on. Save your voice.
Okay.
We're claiming the symbol. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love. Sheet, book, song. Can you give me a movie? Avatar. Okay. Well, that's really what Avatar was about, is they had their voice, and it was the illusion that it was taken away by the more powerful soldiers, right? That their voice of peace was taken away. This is where we're going. Because in order for them to maintain their voice of peace and to keep their world of peace, they had to leave their peacefulness and fight back.
Yeah.
And that's where we're going. And when I say that's a true statement, I get a no. That is the illusion that we've been taught, that we have to talk back, fight back, retaliate, not agree with, stand up for ourselves against the energy coming toward us that threatens our peace. Is this the highest place we're going? I'm understanding this in the highest way. I get a yes on both, and we want the highest answer. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love, and balancing all of this. The highest guidance, the highest information around the truthfulness of us maintaining our voice of peace is that with an open heart, we stay focused only on peace. So there was a part of you that felt like it needed to defend itself. Okay, this is it, guys. This is the highest thing. Use your voice to declare what you want. And don't waste your voice on anything else.
Okay.
I mean, and it's a lot of what I was talking about at the beginning of the call, Jenny, because it's like, well, I don't want this. I don't want you to do that. I don't want to be this way. I don't want the world to be this way. That's using your voice to claim what you don't want. And we're all being invited to lose that usage, that concept of how to use our voice, and use it by saying, this is what I see. This is what I create. This is what I'm claiming. This is what I'm seeing for the world right now in this moment, and just speak that. That's the highest thing around why everybody is losing their voice, because we, in order to lose our voice, I mean, what losing our voice does is it makes us stop and not be able to say all of the things that just fall out of our mouth inadvertently. Okay?
Yep.
So we're coming together and claiming I am divine love, the symbol and the new statement and the masculine, feminine, and child statement, which implants in our brains and synapses. I use my voice to speak only the creation of the positive, joyful, loving, balanced energy that I choose. And so it is. All right, baby. I don't want to, but does that resonate with you about what went down?
Very much so. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome, sweetheart. Love you.
Cool. Great. Love you too. Bye. Bye.
Wow. I can't tell you how much that was meant to be, you guys, because seriously, so many people have been calling. Just somebody in my family the other day lost their voice, too. All right, we're going to Lee in Nebraska.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby. What's up?
I had this thing happen to me the other day, just kind of a simple thing, but I haven't really been able to understand it. And so I thought I'd ask for your help here. I was at my daughter's school, and I came around the corner and smacked right into the door as hard as I have ever smacked into anything. And I thought, okay, that's some kind of wake-up call, but I don't know what it's related to. I don't know. It seemed to me like there was something underlying it that I needed to know, and it was a 45-degree angle where I knew the door was closed, but it's usually open.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through it, and so I said, oh, the door is closed. But then when I came back around, I was thinking about something else, and I came around the corner and just smacked right into the door, and I was like, okay, what is this about?
Okay, what they're showing me are the three monkeys, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Yeah.
And that is where we're going. So we've already covered speak, right?
Yeah.
Now we're covering seeing.
Yeah, I did think it might be something related to seeing because I wasn't really looking.
Listen to your, I didn't see the doors closed. And what is all this work about? Opening every door.
Yeah.
In our consciousness that's available for us to see, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what we need to find out. This is the highest way we're going. Welcome to the way my little channel works. And which, by the way, it's easy to teach you, all of you. So just know that you know it and claim your own discernment around, you know, seeing, speaking, and hearing your channel.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about right now. Okay, so the highest thing we know around seeing us as the channel we are, seeing ourselves as the God that is connected to all information. And let's just stop everybody and come together here and claim I am connected to the highest information and knowledge from the world of all and unlimited possibilities with the highest understanding possible. It is my commitment to serve myself, others, the world, the universe, and the atmosphere in that way. And so it is. That's a great one to start in the direction of your day before you get out of bed, by the way. Okay, so everything we need to know about seeing the truth. Claiming the symbol, I am divine love, sheet, book, song. Give me a movie.
Jesus Christ Superstar.
Okay. Let me tell you the first words. Jesus Christ Superstar, who in the world do you think you are?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, again, going back to what I shared with you at the very beginning of the hour, when I say you know you're God, I get a no. You see yourself as God, I get a no. So, Lee, when do you want to jump on and do that?
Right now.
Let me tell you, everybody, I'm saying this to you. This is what you want to commit to. get your energy in alignment with, be joyful about before December 12th gets here. You want to fly effortlessly into the next stage of enlightenment, then you must accept yourself and move into the experience of knowing that you're God.
So I think I'm claiming it, but...
Yes, you're claiming it. So where are you falling out?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Okay, well, I think that's a question for the masses right now. Because, you know, I can claim I am a man. And I'm not, am I?
Right.
Okay, well, you know, using something really... I can also say I am a 36D, but I'm not. Now, I probably could create that somehow, but the reality is I'm not, right? So I want to get really clear about fooling ourselves, kidding ourselves, and this question between reality and fantasy, okay? I want to be very clear with you that when you say, I am God, what you are doing is you are saying, I am choosing to direct my energy to know and be God. It's not the same as an affirmation, guys. You've got to get the difference in this. It is, I am taking the energy that I am and the direction of the energy that I am is the strongest power I have here on earth. It is my I am presence. I am taking the choice and the responsibility to direct the energy that I am to know and experience and be God.
Okay, so not just claiming it, but actually directing it. I think that I am, but obviously I'm not. So
that's true. And one of the biggest places that we're not, guys, is in our experience. So let me walk everybody through. Just close your eyes for a minute, everybody, and play with me. So I want you to see the most beautiful, incredible, magnificent, huge fall tree that you've ever seen, with oranges and reds and just, oh my God, it's just the grandeur of this amazing, beautiful piece of art called a tree. You helped create that. Can you open your heart into the experience of, oh my God, that's my tree. I helped imagine that tree. I helped create those colors. Now I just want you to kind of pull yourself up above the earth just a little bit so you can still see everything. You can still see everything clearly, but you're just pulled up above it and look down as the God you are and go, wow, I get to love all these people. I am the energy that loves these people and these animals, these beautiful animals that I help create. I get to love them. And the trees and the valleys, wow. Let me live in the experience of what I've created. Now, if you are feeling and experience those things, my beautiful people, when you say, I am God, than you are. Do you understand the difference?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, when you take your walks and you see a beautiful flower, I want you to know you are the energy that helped create that.
Yeah, that's great. I haven't really looked at it from a creation aspect at all.
Well, but isn't that what it's all about? That's what God is, honey. It's creation.
Yeah.
And God creates what it chooses to create. That's why he keeps telling you, created out of divine love for that beautiful tree and all the people that you get to love and the world you created and the you that you've created. In every moment, that's what this work is about, my beautiful souls. We get to choose to create the God of us. How are you choosing? Let your hearts open, and let me read this again, this I am crest of ours. I am an open heart of light that is unconditional love and acceptance and honor and divinity as the I am presence that I am. That's how important my energy is in this world. And so it is. And I choose now in this moment to see myself as God.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there's nothing else, Lee, but I thank you so much for that. I think that was such a huge discernment for everybody. And I have several callers, and it was like a magnet to your name on the switchboard that I had to go to. And now I know
why.
I knew
there was something that I needed to know there that I wasn't getting. So thank you so much.
You bet, sweetheart. Many blessings.
Really love the community you have here, Dee. It's fabulous.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Thank you,
yes,
baby.
Yes, we are. Thanks.
Okay, I'm going to Karen in Canada. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, sweet thing. How are you?
Good. Into the creation aspect, I have created so many beautiful things, but it appears that one is overlapping the other time-wise. So, yes, I can choose which one, but there doesn't seem to be a choice I want at all. So can
That's
we play
not
with that?
True.
Okay.
I get a no on that. And you're taking us to hearing. Did I leave this? No. You're not hearing, Karen, what the highest guidance is. Okay, you're our third monkey, babe.
I love it.
Okay, so I want, let's go over then. There's a fear involved, Karen, that's not allowing you to hear your highest guidance from your higher self, which is God, which is you. So can you just talk and I'll be able to hear the words?
For example, I have a computer issue, so I was online waiting and waiting. A phone call came in, and then the computer guy came online, so it's like the space is not being cleared from one to the other.
Yes, that's what it feels like, and they're giving me the word overwhelm. You're being overwhelmed with energy at the same time, coming at you from different places. And holy hell, if there's anybody on the call that doesn't resonate with that one, I don't think you're alive right now. All I did yesterday was talk to family members about my dad, hang up, literally within 5 seconds, the next private session would call, I'd hang up, the new business manager would call, I'd hang up. It was like constant bombardment, and that's what we're going through right now. Now, is it possible to hear your highest guidance while you're in overwhelm and being bombarded. No. So I want to take you through right now, Karen, and anybody else that wants to go through, pull up something, you know, that you want to know about, like your computer or whatever, whatever it is, how to fix your computer, whatever it is, and what it's really about. Because, you know, anything in the physical represents what started in the energetic and the spiritual. Okay, so close your eyes. Everybody take a deep breath. Okay, and drop into your heart, and yes, you know exactly where that is. What is the highest thing your voice tells you about overwhelm?
It's like I am so full that any more information that comes into me, there's just no room for it. And
okay.
I'm closed in.
Yes. Bingo, you're right on there. So now drop back down into your heart center. What's the only thing you need to know?
That I am God. I'm the creator of me. I am creation.
That's right. So if too much information is coming in at you, who's in charge of directing a more balanced acceptance of the highest information and the direction of not receiving anything but the highest direction? Who's in charge of that?
Yours truly, me.
Okay. Now, I want you to go into your heart, take a breath, because you're kind of halfway in between. Okay, there you go. Down in your heart, Karen, is there any part of your heart where you can experience overwhelm?
No.
That's how you know when you're in your heart and when you're in creation. When you start going in between your head and your heart, or all the way back up into your head, then the illusion of life takes over and you go, I don't have a choice. There's nothing I can do about this. Because in any moment, you see, you had a choice to say, okay, I will just let the phone ring. I am doing this right now. Whatever's going on over there can wait. Or the computer can wait. Or you know what? I am going to choose to go in, take 5 minutes to get centered, know that I am the center in the creation of my world, and then I'll come back and deal with the whole damn mess. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to stop, guys, in those moments where life seems to be sweeping you up and taking you along. You must stop. Take some deep breaths, fall down into your heart, and go, what do I know in this moment of truth? What do I know? It resets your entire world. So now, if you were back in that moment, Karen, staying in your heart, staying in this focused place, if you were back in that moment yesterday in front of your computer with the phone, what would you do?
What's coming is that I'm enough, that I don't need all, it appears to be a distractions and interferences, and I don't need anything else. I'm just.
Yes.
I'm reaching out, but I don't, yes, I'm not going to put words to it, but.
Well, and I also want to send out to all of you, and I am not talking personally here. This is through the channel, yes. I want the highest answer, yes. I want you to be very discerning where you decide to put your energy now. We have been through years of, oh my God, I want to take that course, and I want to read this book, and I want to listen to that teacher, and it has all served us to bring us together in words and concepts that we have a similarity in. It is my, and I have checked this with many people, clear information that in 2013 we must be discerning only around the people who are empowering us to create ourselves. So the more responsibility as the God of you that you assume, the more you share in communities that are doing that for you, empowering you to create you, the more into the next age of enlightenment you move. Or they're correcting me, you don't move because you will be there, the more you will experience being there. So we're claiming the symbol, I am divine love. I always hear the highest guidance from myself, as the God I am. I am an open channel to the highest and most correct information. That is my claim, that is my intention, and that is my great joy as the God I am, and so it is. And you know what they're showing me? They're showing me the three monkeys getting up and clapping cymbals and jumping up and down now. The seeing, speaking, and hearing monkeys. Oh, for heaven's sake. And that's really the answer. Well, it's not the answer to your question. That's what your question is about. And the answer is, Karen, just go forward, you know. That's kind of the theme for everybody here. You know. And as you know, Ramtha says the highest claim you can make is, I know. Right?
Yes, yes.
Well, then that's what I want you all to focus on and live in and claim. I know. Whenever the overwhelm or the questioning or, you know, it appears that you don't have a clear answer, you have got to direct and claim I know before you do. Do you understand the claim comes first no matter what it looks like on this physical plane? Look away from the physical. You know. All information is open to you. All right, baby. Many blessings. Thank you.
Thanks, Dee. Love you.
I love you. I know. Yeah, let's see. Brian in New Jersey, what's going on?
Hey, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Well, not surprisingly, just about everything that's been said today completely resonates with my question here. I've been working on a project that I've been trying to get off the ground for a while now. It's something that I believe is very divinely inspired.
Okay, Brian?
Yes.
Stop. Stop already. I want you to hear your words that I've been trying to get off the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I mean. You must look away from the physical and create it. Off the ground, done, successful, and flying already.
Okay.
Because if you're not creating it in this moment of now, and you haven't been from those words, that's what we do. When we start working on something, we envision the journey of creating it and the manifestation of it in the future. And again, they are saying that is not creating it in this moment of now. In this moment of now, I make my claim, this is done. It's done with joy and effortlessness and success and completion right now. And then you bring that back into this plane and take whatever steps you have to take. Okay, please continue.
Okay. Well, much like we just went over with Karen from Canada, I think I've been at a crossroads as far as trying to figure out where to strike the balance between simply allowing things to be, being versus doing, so to speak.
Yes. Uh-huh.
I'm looking for the inspiration. Okay, I know what needs to do. I'm trying not to focus on the how, but there's obviously some things that I need to
know.
Okay,
I have your answer.
Okay.
I have your answer. And I'm going to tell you your answer through a story of my own.
Okay.
Okay. So I said, I am creating this much money in December. I am creating a recurring role on a television series. I am creating my house paid off. Okay? Let's just start with those three things. That is what I'm committed to, and it's done now. I've already stated my claim, staked my claim in it. I am asking the whole universe now, God, Atman, Buddha, the angels, the archangels, the guides, the ETs, all energy, come in and support me, and let's create this because I'm committed to it. All right. Seg 2, the other day I get a call for an audition. Now, it was at 6 o'clock at night. I had a doctor's appointment or a dentist appointment, an important one, at 8 o'clock the next morning. The audition was 9:30 all the way across town. And I had to move three private sessions, which is a big pain in the butt.
Mm.
And I'm going, it's one scene. It's a great scene, but I don't know. I just don't really want to go. It's like somebody called me in a private session the other day and said, why can't I write my screenplay? Okay, well, this is why. So I'm going to tell you. So I went, I think I'm just going to call and tell them I can't go. Why don't I want to go? I wanted to be clear. I didn't want to just let myself off the hook. And the only information the frickin' channel would give me is, you just have to choose. He said, well, what the hell? That doesn't give me any information about what's blocking me. And the channel said, exactly. There's nothing blocking you. Just choose. But we want to remind you about what you claimed. The house is paid off. We want a recurring role on a TV show. And we need this much money in December. So we're bringing you an opportunity here, Dee, that you asked for. Do you want to choose to do it or not?
Interesting. Wow.
And that's what I mean is when the things come, you have to take action. So what you do, the answer to your question, Handsome, is you spend a lot of time or a little time feeling. It's like the exercise I took you through as God, looking at that gorgeous tree. You see, that is the creation that you're working on. Are you looking at it from the point of view of that completed, beautiful, magnificent tree that you created? Or are you looking at it as a bunch of steps that you have to do to get to that?
Obviously, I think I've been looking at it as a bunch of steps, but now I understand the importance of looking at the completion.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Guys, again, you must claim it. You must see it completed. As soon as you claim it, it's done in the energetic world. And then you hold on to that vision, that feeling, that experience of, oh, my God, the house is paid off. The house is paid off. And you know what? I'm going to choose to feel free until the house is paid off because energetically I already know it's done. It's done. And then whatever steps you take on this plane, you take joyfully because you know it's already done anyway.
Mm.
You see?
Wow.
You
wow.
know it's done anyway. And then you go, okay, well, on this plane, I got to go to the audition. And I'm going to go joyfully to that audition now because I know. And you know what happened? There was, on top of everything else, they had given us all these big directions, how we had to, like, walk almost a half an hour because there was no place to park on the lot. I couldn't find the damn place, and I pulled up to the main gate. And I said to the guard, baby, look, and it's true. I'd been on the phone all morning with my family about my father's last heart attack. And he's holding stable, guys, but they're talking about hospice now just because I've had so many emails and blessings about it. So thank you. And I said, and I'm sure he can tell I was almost in tears, I'm late. I can't find it. Can you help direct me? And he looked at me and he went, you're Dee Wallace. And I said, yes, baby, I am. He said, you know, you're one of my favorite actresses. I'm going to find you a parking place right by casting, and I'm going to have a policeman come up and guide you there.
Wow.
Now, you see, when you commit, those are the kind of things that happen. But you got to go to the audition. Joyfully. And everybody's going, how the hell did you get a parking place? And I thought to myself, well, I created it, didn't I? Because I committed being here. That's everything. Hold on, that's not everything. I'm being corrected. We're going to the sheets, first sheet, 1-5. Oh, holy hell, this is something I forgot to tell everybody. Guys, the ionosphere coming back in big time. Anything and everything you claim for yourself, you just direct that every piece of energy in your ionosphere beyond and back again is in harmony with everything you're claiming on this plane, and you just want the harmony of it bounced back to you. So anything and everything that's in harmony and joy about completing this amazing, exciting, empowering project that you're doing right now, Brian, is in harmony in the ionosphere also and is being bounced back to you in excitement and joy, okay? And so it is.
Definitely
and
needed to hear that, Dee. Thank you.
That's everything you need to create this. Just know it's done and then get on with it. Okay,
okay.
Baby?
All right, Dee. Thank you so much. You're blessed.
Thank you, darling. You too. Wow. Oh, my gosh. If there's a show in the future that I want to replay, it's this one. There's just been some unbelievable discernment around here. All right, Tina, you're up. What's up?
Hi.
Hi, baby.
It's so fantastic to be here. Thank you so much for this community and you and the channel.
Thank you, darling.
On November 15th, I manifested and created this most amazing, beautiful apartment that I'm moving to this weekend. And the day after, I think it was the day right after, a client canceled and that was $500 a month less. And when that happened, and this has kept happening over the last year, like losing quite a bit of money, just in a space of 24 hours a period. So then I...
Okay, hold on. This is a trauma pattern. I just want to save you the trouble of the story, and then we want to get to it so that you can see the tie-in for everybody.
Okay. So
again,
go ahead. Joy. It's all around joy. Like, I've been really working on joy.
Uh-huh.
Like bringing that in. So can...
Okay, I don't want you to bring it in. I want you to be it. And that... is the basis of the trauma pattern. It's genetic, by the way. You're right. It is around joy, and it's around knowing, well, basically, I can't be joy because. So around 2, 3, or 4 with your dad, what went down around joy?
I don't know.
Well, tell me about dad and joy period in your life.
At that time, there wasn't a connection with him, I don't think. It was much later in life, like around 20-something, that I connected with him.
Okay, I got it. So we're talking about, wow, this is frickin' awesome. We're talking, I love it when stuff comes in like this during the show. We're talking about the masculine, feminine, and child. And as you know, the masculine, feminine, and child has to be in balance and harmony for anything to be created, right?
Yes.
Okay. Because you didn't have this masculine force in your life, your masculine, which is what takes it out into the world, which is your active power, your feminine is your creative and your intuitive power, okay? But your masculine is, all right, I'm going to take it out into the world power, is falling out and lacking in literally the creation of joy. And there's a belief in there that somehow you have to pay in a physical way, not in your body, but you have to pay in your physical world somehow whenever you joyfully move forward as the God you are. Now, does that make sense through everything you're asking me about?
Yes, and also I've been paying in my physical body as well very recently.
Well, baby, if it starts in your energy, it's got to go into your physical ultimately if you don't heal the energetic.
Yes.
That's what physical disease is all about, and that's going to be a lot about what we're talking about on this next webinar. So we're going to balance and bring into wholeness all this by claiming I am divine love. We're invoking the symbol, the new statement, and the masculine, feminine, and child statement, which we're saying to our brains and our energy, I am one happy, healthy, prosperous whole around deserving all the joy in my life, that when I create joy, joy shows up in every other subject and crevice of me and my life, because I create me being joy. I don't have to get something to have joy. I create me as choosing to be joy no matter what, and therefore that goes into everything else. That is your whole answer. Baby, I'm sorry we have to go. We're late. I've only got 2 minutes to sign off. If you have any more questions about this, email me, okay?
Okay, thank you, sweetie.
All right, you bet. Oh, my gosh, what a show. Holy hell. All right, guys, unfortunately, our time is up. Just know that anything came forward on this show is the answer to the question you had. Love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more. Love yourself as much as I do, guys. And love yourself as much as I love you. I will see you on Monday. And I leave you with a mantra. I know.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And don't forget, you can hear Dee every week on the Al Cole People of Distinction Network, compliments of Live 365 Radio, and on PWR Talk and Women's Radio. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.